نويت الأربعين، نويت الاعتكاف، نويت الخلوة، نويت العزلة، نويت الرياضة، نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. We began yesterday speaking about the dome of provisions. Anyone who was on the internet and didn't see this lecture, because this is going to be a continuation of it, can go back to demand, it's not that, it's hard. Demand online, and they can see it, and they can understand what's the meaning of Dom Dom also. Maulana saying Dom Dom means Dom, highest Dom possible. Ali say Down Down, the lowest possible. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Everything needs a keyboard. Just now they say keyboard. So if you don't have a keyboard with the language that you know, you cannot go in, or you cannot explain yourself, or you cannot understand. If you have a keyboard that's not your language and you type anything, it doesn't come anything. You cannot understand it. It's like figures of geometry, right and left. So you need a keyboard. So everyone that living on this earth, living and non-living, in this universe also, everyone Allah gave him a keyboard, special to him. No one can access it except him, that person. So that dome, Kubbatul Arzak, that dome of provision, spiritual and physical provisions, where it's located? We say dome. Dome, when you say dome, means the highest. Because you know dome has to be the top, the high. So it's the highest position or the highest station that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created it from and put it there. What's the highest station we know in heavens? Maqam al-Mahmud. Maqam al-Mahmud. Maqam al-Mahmud, no one can reach. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, owners of Maqam al-Mahmud, la sharika lahu in that maqam. No one is partner with him in that level. Prophet always said, whenever you are hearing the azan, the muazzin is calling azan, ask Allah for me al-maqam al-mahmud. That's the station that it is mahmud.
Praiseworthy station.
So Allah created that dome, means, as we said yesterday, the umbrella of all domes. Everybody has his own dome. No two awliya can share, no two waliyan la yusharikun fi nafs al-qibba. Everyone has his own. Wear your sajda every night when you sleep. Allah takes your soul and makes sajda. Where? We said? Under the arsh. Means that dome is in that station. Under the holy throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that arsh is the most greatest that Allah has created. No description. Cannot. You cannot describe it. Whatever you say, not even a drop of an ocean, because you don't know. No one knows. Arshur Rahman, Allah's throne, is showing his greatness to his angels also. يحمل يومئذ ثمانية. That at that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I explained that, created the arsh.
ويحمل عرش ربك فوقهم يومئذ ثمانية يومئذ تعرضون لا تخفى منكم خافية.
Those who are Allah created angels carrying the throne, 8 of them. Every angel, as Awliya described, bigger than this universe, from these 8. If you put everything in this universe that Allah create, you imagine, look at night, see all these stars, all these shining stars, they are shining universes there. One angel is bigger than all these universes and can hold these universes like holding a ring. How you hold a ring? You feel it? These angels cannot feel the weight of these universes. For them is like a feather, holding a feather. They are holding Arshur Rahman. So Allah wants to show them His greatness also, because He doesn't want them to have something in their hearts that they are better than other angels. So they were carrying the throne. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered the throne now to carry them. So they were, before the throne was held by them, now they are not holding anything, they are falling. They are worried to fall when the throne pushed them up. Holding them, they felt themselves being pulled. They are, now what they have to do, they are holding well with this throne that they will not fall. Allah showing His greatness to them. Awliya Allah, they teach you how to understand Allah's greatness. They give you examples of things that happened. So these angels are carrying, holding and being holded. Being carried. They are carrying and they're being carried. So till day of judgment, they are carrying in the same time and they are being carried. So they are in that position, worried to fall down. Allah needs to sit on a throne? If you say he is sitting on the throne, you are narrowing, limiting him. Allah does not. هو استوى على العرش. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala استوى على استولى like استولى. استوى على العرش means like استولى when you overtook. You overtake something is different from sitting on something. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appeared, the throne went into sajda. Cannot be other than that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need anything that is created. So throne is created. Allah is not in need for anything. You didn't write. Right? Allah is not in need for any created creation. So Arsh is being created. So Allah said in Surah Taha,
طه ما أنزلنا عليك القرآن لتشقى إلا تذكرة لمن يخشى تنزيلا ممن خلق الأرض والسماوات العلى الرحمن على العرش استوى.
الرحمن overtook استولى overtook the throne. He didn't say Allah. He said Ar-Rahman, one of his beautiful names that indicate, it's describing his essence. That beautiful name overtook the throne. What about the 98 names? One name took over the greatest what Allah that we know, that Allah created. And Qubbatul Arzak is under that throne, hanging with it. Hanging with that, with the most honored creation that Allah created, is that dome, is the arsh. Kursi is different from throne. Chair, وَسِعَ كُرْسِيُهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. His chair has bigger. His chair
encompassed
the whole creation. وَسِعَ كُرْسِيُهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. So if the chair is like that, what you think about the throne? The throne, the chair, the universe, everything Allah created, overtook by one beautiful name, Ar-Rahman.
Firmly established on the throne. I think that's translation. Is firmly established on the throne.
Is?
Firmly.
Firmly established
he on is, the throne. He is firmly. Yeah, he's firmly what's the
established.
I cannot understand it. I understood what you mean. He is firmly established. No. What is can you explain? Can you explain? That's it. That Allah is not on the throne. Then it's not firmly established means he is with sizely, it means He is contained by the throne. No. Allah cannot be contained. He overtook this one. Allah took over when Allah appeared to the throne. Ar-Rahman wa ala al-Arsh istawa, overtook the throne in a way that we cannot describe. That is the difference between the belief of Al-Asha'ira and Maturidiya. That's aqa'id. That is important. This is the most important fiqh lessons that we have to learn. So Ahnaf, Hanafi, they follow the Maturidi Aqidah. And Asha'ira, Shafi'i Aqidah. Wahhabi, they follow Ibn Taymiyyah's Aqidah. Asha'ira and Maturidi, they came in the 3rd century Hijri 4th. Wahhabi mentality came in the 8th century Hijri. So, it is important to learn your belief, or else your belief is imperfect. That's why if we don't understand it, we don't touch it. Because you cannot understand it. So, for A'imma, they said, Allah has no place, no time, no space, nothing we can describe. It's beyond that. He's beyond time, beyond space, beyond place, beyond physicality. So Allah created that dome under the throne, hanging. From under that dome, all human beings, all creation that has been created has been given a line to that. We call it the Babul Arzat, the doors, or the chain, Halakatul Arzak, or the chain of provisions. That's why Grand Sheikh, may Allah bless his soul, said, on every person there is a chain. There is a chain from that dome hanging on everyone's head. How, what to eat, what to drink, what kind of provision he is going to get, spiritual and physical. Spiritual and physical, both of them goes to Prophet. Spiritual is what we explained yesterday in a limited way. We explained about the connection that everyone today using internet, all of them, they connect to a server. So that is connected to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a huge server. What is that server that Prophet has? Is a heavenly meeting place for everyone to reach there. So, doctor, and all these doctors say here, you make 1 million a year, every one of you. As much as you cut from that chain, that's hanging over your head, Allah drop more. It has to reach your head. So you cut generously and give in Allah's way, Allah extend back immediately what you have given. That's why Prophet ﷺ said, مَا نَقَصَ مَالٌ مِّن صَدَقَةٍ. Never money becomes less from donation. You give, Allah gives. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam angels under the command of Prophet in order that they can reach everyone, reaching him to present and offer to him what Allah has gave to Prophet and giving to angel giving to human being and living and non-living. Subhanallah. Every drop of water that is raining and every drop of water in a river or an ocean is moved by angels from under that dome. That's why Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam he said, Al-Qasim. What's that?
Divide.
Al-Qasim. I am the one that divides provisions to you. Allah gave me that authority. It's one of his authentic hadith. أنا القاسم وأنا الماحي وأنا طه وياسين. I am the one that make sure that your provisions reach you, spiritual and physical from that dome. وأنا الماحي, I am, Allah gave me the authority of erasing, waving anything. You think he is not waving our sins? If you don't think that, your iman is not yet strong. That's why Muslim Ummah going down? Because their iman about the greatness of their Prophet is not established because of that kind of strict ideology that refuse anything to do with Prophet ﷺ. Only deliver message and left. This is what they believe. Because they don't have lack of these knowledges. They don't have a chance to see these knowledges or learn about it. So Prophet ﷺ, Allah gave him angels for he using them, sending through them, reaching everyone what he needs. You cannot drink a cup of water without angels passing it to you. Don't think you are eating. That's why when you say at the beginning of the food, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and you eat, your internet connection is connected. Your spiritual heavenly one. If you don't say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, it's disconnected. Then you have to go and search for a, what you call it?
Hotspot.
Hotspot, yeah. What's that hotspot?
where the internet is alive and you can connect to it.
Huh. Hotspot. So to you have to find a way to connect back. Allahu Akbar.
When you look at the ocean, you say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Cannot see its end. When you look at a mountain, you say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. You cannot see its
peak.
What kind of relationship between a peak of a mountain and ocean? There must be something, secrets there. You can see too many oceans facing peaks. Without these oceans and these high mountains, no water. Very water will not be enough. Let's explain this one other time. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam these angels, that Prophet will divide them equally. That's important for this provision. Equally cannot accept like that, because annasu sawasiya, he said in his hadith, people are equal. He cannot give you 5 angels and give the other 10. It's injustice. So everyone will be having the same number of angels on every atom that can be found. We say in Arabic, جُزْءٌ لَا يَتَجَزَّ مِمَّا سِوَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. جُزْءٌ لَا يَتَجَزَّ.
Indivisible. Portion or part.
Part of an atom. You cannot divide it. Divide it?
Indivisible.
Divide more. Because atom can be divided also. So he didn't say on each, every atom, on every zarra in this. He say juz'un la yatajazza. Means the indivisible of anything, on that he appointed these angels, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How many? Allah knows, and his Prophet. To make sure that your food reach you, what is written for you? So what is written for him will reach him. What is written for you, you reach. You get what for you, you get what for you, you get. Where that chain of rizq comes, on the, look where, on the dome of your head. Your head has a dome. Everyone, even if he is not a wali, but in Allah's eyes, in the day of judgment, he's a wali. So that's why the chain is coming on the middle of the head, where is the highest peak of the head, the dome. Let's see, let's check him. Here. So these Buddhists are very clever. They found that 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 reality, and you see their shrine seclusion place where they sit. It's like a bell, huh? Like a dome, yeah. And then on the top, in the middle, they have a small opening that the light of the sun can come in. And where they sit doing their seclusion, in the middle of that dome, and the sun is hitting on their head dome. They activate, they try to activate their domes. And we are Muslims, we are not trying to activate anything. Eat, drink like filling the stomach. Like what? Huh? Like what?
Cow.
Filling our stomach, grazing. He said cow. It's okay. We have to be polite. So, humans, Allah honored them. So because of that honor that Allah honored them, Allah created His angels, that group of angels, infinite number of angels, to reach His servant through Prophet ﷺ authority, and to be giving them their provisions. But this did not happen to animals. I'm speaking from the now physical provisions. Animals, they did not been given angels for them for their bite to reach their food to mouth and being digested like a human. That's why animals are not asked for their food, how they got it. But we are asked, we will be asked, how we got our food. Is it halal? You didn't write. He wants to write one word. Show him his writing. But human being, they are responsible. Are you eating the halal one or not halal? Did you took the bite from the mouth of your brother or not? You'll be responsible. That's why awliya Allah, they say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not lam yuwakkil, did not gave the authority for angels to carry the provisions of animals, but he is keeping their provisions and storing it for them by the reflections of these angels, by the light that in these angels are spreading under that dome, and through their reaching human being, that their light is being reflected, it's reaching animals. That's why animals are not liable like us. بل يحفظ أرزاقها بقوة شعاع الملائكة.
He safeguards their provisions through the strength of the rays
of angels.
Of angels.
Can you repeat? He safeguard the provisions of animals by the light that is being reflected by angels. That's why in the Day of Judgment, animals has to appear in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to be asked. That's why in Hadith al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the Sunnah, it says that everyone is going to be asked. Everyone is going to be in the Day of Resurrection coming. Even animals, even a bacteria has to come. Even a virus, smallest. Nothing will be left. Don't think this dunya will not fit them. Allah will expand that dunya without and make it to pass through the hole of the needle without making the needle, the hole of the needle bigger or smaller. It can, dunya can, Allah makes it to pass. Allah, greatness. And all of that are from one name, Ar-Rahman, Allama al-Qur'an, Khalaq al-Insan. From that beautiful name, Allah taught Qur'an, created a human being. Allamahu al-Bayan, taught him knowledge. Allah didn't send you uneducated. That's why when they say Stone Age, Adam didn't know anything. How? They didn't speak at that time except voice of animals. They are animals who say that. They don't know. وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا. He taught Adam all the names. Because he taught them there, Ar-Rahman, عَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ, خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ, عَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانَ. He created a human being, he taught them Qur'an, created them from, and taught them knowledge. الشمس والقمر بحسبان والنجم والشجر يسجدان. How far we are. So animals, they will not be questioned, they will be brought to the Day of Judgment to see the greatness of that day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala judge between them and say to them, extinguish now. Completely you disappear. Go to dust, finish. They are not there anymore, they gone. Only left human beings shaking. Animals, happy, they're gone. Human beings, they wish to be gone. They wish at that time. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ النَّدَمُ. The day that regret not going to benefit anyone. May Allah forgive us.
Amen.
It's a huge day that's coming. We don't know what to say. Can you raise your head when Allah asks you why you did not pray? Oh my Lord, I was busy. Busy in what? Tijara, business or work. Why you don't want to make tijara with me? It's not better to make business with me than to make business with some other, with people whom I created? You don't want to be with your Creator happy with you? يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ.
يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ.
The day that no one can benefit you. Wealth or children? Except your heart. How you are coming with a pure heart. All this is coming from the dome under it. And Prophet ﷺ is the one responsible. He is the the what? The dome. He is the dome. Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyya, the student of Ibn Taymiyyah, and we don't want to go through that, but it came. He said in his books that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need the throne. And this has been narrated in book of Alawi Maliki, Sayyid Alawi al-Maliki of Makkah, who died like 5-6 years ago. He cited that. What he cited? He cited that that Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyya, student of Ibn Taymiyyah, mentioned in his book that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need the throne, but he created it to show the greatness of his creation, and he will ask his prophet to sit on it in the day of judgment. That is Wahhabi school. You believe that? That's been cited by Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyya. So they hide it. Today they had that book. In order not to be seen and to know. Because it is completely opposite of what they believe. We stop here, we continue tomorrow inshallah. Wa minallahi tawfiq. Hurmat al-Fatiha. How many minutes?
42.
Mawlana's barakah.